Okay, we're back, and Alex Jones is here for his monthly visit. These are very perilous times we live in, and becoming more, Al, I don't know what words to use anymore. It's like science fiction, some horror show coming to pass literally before our very eyes. The end of the Constitution is not, and I don't think it's hyperbole. I think we are literally at that point right now. And the most amazing thing about it is there's no overt demonstration in the streets. Nobody's angry. Nobody's doing it. Some excellent articles are beginning to appear now by courageous journalists and commentators. Only two major newspapers really called it like it was. Bush has now seized literally total abject control over this country. There is no effective constitution to protect us anymore. The Bill of Rights is on ice, if we're lucky, if not dead and buried with a stake through its heart. I mean, these people are as evil as it gets, folks. And I'm not being dramatic here or melodramatic. This development is, I think, the biggest single development in the Western world in the last century. And I'll tell you why. But before I tell you why, we'll both tell you why. Alex Jones is here. Welcome back, my friend.
Conversation during the break, and basically we're just now repeating that. You made a great point, and thank you for having me a week late. It is my fault. I just totally had a brain fart, they call them. Excuse my French, and just totally
forgot.
Well,
that is a French word, isn't it? I forgot. F-A-R-T-Q-U-E or something. Well, anyway. Hey, listen, don't worry about it. We're all too busy. That's the game, of course.
Well, thank you, Jeff. What I said last Friday when it passed 100-1 in the Senate after it had left the Senate and gone to the House and came back out of conference was it was the day America died and the day that a dictatorship was born. And I'm not saying we can't get the paddles out and shock America back, but when you obliterate something like habeas corpus, or the right to have charges against you, the right to complain, the right to file petitions with the court, the right to have a fair trial, the entire Bill of Rights is gone. And I had read the versions a few weeks ago, and then I read the new version Thursday night, and I scanned through it. Friday I read the whole thing, and literally, Jeff, I was exhausted that day, but I couldn't sleep. I wasn't waking up in what you'd call classical fear, but more in grief. Right. And I was pacing around in the dark halls at 4 a.m.
Fear.
I mean, but it was a different
type of
fear.
No, I think grief is right there. It's part and parcel of it. You have to grieve over the loss. And that's why I say I think this is what we're seeing now is the biggest political event in the last century, because America, for the modern times in which we live, and that includes all of the 20th century, is, I think, the shining light, that's the torch above the statue in New York Harbor, to the world. And now the world has watched, in a few short years, the evisceration, the disemboweling of this great nation of ours, the destruction of our Constitution, one of the greatest documents ever written by humankind, and that ever will be written by humankind.
The hijacking of this great republic, yeah. For all its problems, it was a great experiment and wonderful. And to actually, but it was the whole process that depressed me, Jeff. And I think we need to talk about this and be honest about it. I'm not trying to scare people here and, you know, do the enemy's job before him, but people have a right to know the truth. And number one, don't believe us. Go to Rents.com and read what the LA Times, what the Associated Press, the San Francisco Chronicle, what the LA Times said. It's worse than the Enemy and Seditions Act. It's worse than Trading with the Enemy Act. No one has ever in modern history, and I had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on Friday to talk about this, and he said no one has ever put it on paper. They've just done it. Stalin,
agreed.
Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, they just do it. And in there it says, if you do not show total allegiance, this is almost word for word, I can pull out the section, if you don't show almost total allegiance to the government, not to the Constitution,
right,
or Bill of Rights,
right,
you will be secretly arrested, secretly executed. It says if you damage private or public property. It says if you intimidate public officials. It says if you aid someone who then
Hold on, Alex. Let's go real slow on this. If you damage private or public property.
Yes.
What is now, let me take that. Now, for our listeners who are behind the curve on this, what does that mean? What if you do damage private or public property?
Basically, what Senator Menas 3 years ago tried to pass in Oregon,
Same thing.
The Bill 742 that
said... Yeah, we talked about that at great length.
Yeah, damage any a property, download music, have a gun illegal.
Right.
Life in prison in a forest labor camp. That's word for word.
It was
in the Oregonian in the AP.
And they, it came close to passing.
Yes, and then year and a half ago, I need to write an article on this. Remember Rhode Island, the headline was in their Providence Journal, that it was the Trading with the Enemy and Sedition Act all right. in one, that if you did anything wrong, they'd arrest you. If you criticized the... But that failed. This time, it didn't. And it wasn't in Oregon or Rhode Island, two moderately small population states. It was done by the United States House and Senate unanimously by the Senate. And I heard Bush is going to sign it today. I haven't found out yet if he has.
I haven't seen it yet.
But he's sworn to. He's very excited about it. And they had the nerve to bill this with that fake McCain as a defeat for Bush when actual scholars went and read it and top lawyers and said this actually gives him... more than what he was claiming before, so it was
all that. I saw that little spin job, phony as the day is long. I couldn't believe it.
But it sure fooled a lot of people, and that's the thing, folks. We've reached maximum overdrive propaganda. But then on top of all of this, this is probably the scariest facet of it all. When we come back from break, obviously you know as much about this as I do. We can walk through these subsections. I have the bill open in front of me. To add insult to injury, they simultaneously passed unlimited secret wiretaps of the American people without warrants. So that bill is going to the president's desk. It's passed both the House and Senate. And then even scarier than that, Gonzalez on Saturday issues a order. Oh, by the way, that's in the bill too. Yeah. I had just found that on Friday, and then Saturday he issues an order saying it is illegal. And this is in the bill. He says, judges, you are not to interpret this or overturn this. That is an order from your president. So now, this little Enron lawyer thug who writes torture memos saying they can torture children in front of their parents, this bastard, and I mean, that's what he is, folks, this slimy little gangster thug, okay, this crook, tells every judge in this country, you are not to overturn any of this. Here's the Associated Press. Gonzalez cautions judges on interfering. I mean, is that not mafia? And it says Attorney General Alberto Mecha, member, by the way, Gonzalez, is defending President Bush's anti-terrorism tactics in multiple court battles, said Friday that federal judges should not substitute their personal views of the president's judgments in wartime. Judges must resist the temptation to supplant those tools based on their own personal views about the wisdom and the policies under review. And in the enemy combatant designations, they state, and I have the subsection here in the bill, that judges by law are barred from even hearing cases, complaints, filings. No one is allowed to appeal it. And the San Francisco Chronicle, I have to commend them, Friday had already found this around the same time I did. Headline, detainee bill lifts Bush power to new heights. Right. President now has legal authority even courts can't challenge. But it's not just that. There is a order under law against judges even hearing cases.
They can't hear him. No, this is
dictatorship.
Total dictatorship. And the threats to the judges couldn't be more blatant. You screw up and you're gone. Simple. And they probably mean gone.
Well, they're going to create, now they say, a new executive board appointed by the president, so it's independent, that will remove judges.
By the way, did you notice how, when you were reading that, I hope all of you noticed that the term in wartime was used? We're not at war. This is all illegal. Congress hasn't declared.
Has
Congress declared war? No.
Well, exactly. And if you read the Constitution and the Articles of War, The Congress declares it, specifically says who the enemy is, writes a bill of particulars, and then the errand boy is the president.
Correct.
The president doesn't tell the legislative and the judicial what to do. And it was the Federalists who were really the pro-government people, elitist of the age who did dominate. They said co-equal branches. The anti-federalists and the Thomas Jefferson said, no, it's legislative, judicial, and executive, because the executive is the most dangerous for setting up a tyranny.
They knew.
The legislature is the most diverse and separated and gridlocked, and so they are going to be vested with the most power. Now we've got the opposite, where we're hearing it's the executive, and then the courts, and then the legislative.
But 101? A unanimous vote in the Senate? Ladies and gentlemen, every single member of the Senate should be turned out. Every one of them. It's the same thing with the Patriot Act. Anyone voting for the Patriot Act should be turned out.
And what was it, 98-1 yeah. with one abstention?
I think you're right. Who are these people? They're not Americans. Not that I know.
They're a bunch of criminals. They've all got their vice. They've all...
Criminals, pedophiles, blackmailers, blackmail victims, graft, corruption, crooks, con artists, liars, phonies, cheats, frauds. You know, we could go right down the list. Sorry, that vote right then and there disqualified every single one of them. I'll bet you no more than a handful have ever actually read the Constitution.
Well, it makes them rogues. It makes them revolutionaries. It makes them enemy combatant criminals. They're hijackers.
Gotcha. Got you covered, folks. We'll be right back with more. Don't go away. Okay, we're back. Alex and I, and Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Rents.com. You know, the last four honest venues for reality. There's some other great websites out there. I'm being a little bit of a hype.
Sure, and Rents.com, Rents.com does it all in one spot. You know, I've had my servers attacked so much that I just have basically clones out there on different servers. That's the reason I've got so many websites. But
all right, let's go through the subsections. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these are now infractions. And you don't have to be formally charged. There don't have to be any charges handed down by him. You heard what he said. The little monkey man, Alberto, has threatened all the federal judges in this country. It is now a matter of law that they cannot hear. You can't go for relief to the courts anymore if they happen to pick you up and you're gone.
And by the way, it's in Patriot Act 1. If somebody sees you grabbed and tells anyone about it, you can then be picked up as a terrorist. This is actually in there. It all interfaces together because then you were aiding a terrorist. Remember whenever they visited Borders Books to get all the registries of purchases about 4 years ago?
Right.
And they told them, you can't tell anybody we were here.
Right.
You see, that's all in there. So, looking at this, I've done an analysis of the different sections. In section, let me just go to the actual bill.
Alex, let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
Who actually wrote this bill? Do we know?
No, we do not know who wrote this bill.
See, that's a key question. I'd love to have an answer to that.
We know this came out of the Justice Department in consultation with the Department of Defense. So now the Justice Department and the Department of Defense, we don't know, you know, Viet Dinh's gone, John Yoo's gone, it's some new creature like that, mm-hmm. or group of creatures.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, this is all the powers the president had announced, and in the filings to the Senate and House to push this, Bush claimed the authority and claimed the authority of his counsels, John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez. So they actually refiled mm-hmm. the original memos that gave them, quote, the power to rape children in front of their parents with metal devices. And that, by the way, Chicago Tribune, boys and girls, they actually, see, that's the thing. They're throwing down the gauntlet. They're saying, hey, we're going to torture kids. And, you know, but meanwhile, they're going to burn Foley, who's just a pervert. It's a lesson to everybody. So it's H.R. 6166 in the House.
It's an awful lot of sixes, isn't it?
Yeah, 6166, but just never mind the man behind the curtain there. And let me, so many pages, let me turn to page 55. That's where it really...
Now remember, all this, what we're talking about here are offenses against the government, not the Constitution or the law of the land, offenses against the government that can cause people to literally vanish.
Yeah, black bag, disappear off the street, four American citizens, secretly tried by a kangaroo court where there's double jeopardy, even if the tribunal finds you not guilty.
No relief in the courts.
It,
no,
it can be
no
overruled by the president. Listen to this. 950J, finality or proceedings, findings, and sentences. And it says provisions or chapters, sole basis for review of military commission procedures and actions. No court, justice, or judge shall have jurisdiction to hear or consider any claim or cause of action whatsoever. This is page 950J, starting at line 24.
Ask yourselves, may I interrupt? Ask yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, how could anyone in the United States Senate vote for that kind of language? Just that one little
piece.
Well,
how do they vote to hand us over to UNESCO? It goes on.
I'm talking about just that one piece alone, and yet they vote over a
Well, it goes on to say, including any action pending or on a field or filed after the date of the enactment of the Military Commissions Acts of 2006 relating to the prosecution, trial, or judgment of a military commission under this chapter, including challenges to the lawfulness of procedures of military commissions under this chapter. So that's what he's telling the judges, get in line. Here it is in law. Of course, the courts could immediately strike the status unconstitutional. But the Attorney General is saying you're not allowed to strike laws down anymore.
So is he overriding the Supreme Court?
Yes.
He's
This is dictator. This is a dictator announcement, pronouncement, declaration.
He's trying to tell us that no judge, no court. Now, that, to me, is inclusive of the Supreme Court. I'd like to see what these...
No, it's all courts of the land. In fact, they have sub-definitions on other
pages.
That
overrides the if you don't get it now, that overrides the Constitution.
Separation of powers.
That three parts of our governing process here? One part just declared the other two null and void.
That's right. And then it goes on to say accessory after the fact. It says anybody who learns of something later is a terrorist. And it goes on, section 950T. It says they don't have to catch you doing something. They can kind of provocateur you or claim you were planning something, and then it always says you will be punished by death or whatever other thing they wish. Solicitation, if you solicit other people. So it's got a lot of things, you know, sound terroristic. Crimes triable by military commissions. This is key. 950V, subsection 950V, page 59 of the 80-page bill. And it continues. This is where it really gets serious. Offenses. The following offenses shall be triable by military commission under this chapter at any time without limitation.
And now keep in mind also, this extends to all American citizens. We're not talking about foreign combatants or people overseas.
That's right. They arrest citizens, and it says it in here, then they designate you foreign, alien, enemy combatant,
right.
and so they strip you. And there's no court proceeding. When you were ordered to be arrested by the president, defense secretary, or his designate, it instantly happens. And it says citizen in here. When we get back, we'll get into the really scary subsections of this bill that has passed.
And many of you are thinking, all right, let's throw the bombs out in November. And then you follow along and say, well, what about all those programs? What about all those programs that Jeff and Alex have been doing about corrupt, crooked, irrevocably fixed voting machines? What do we do, folks? Back in a minute. All right, we're back. The stripping away of American citizens, their rights under the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, has been done. It is a fait accompli. Will they use it, or will they just use it as a fear, terror, trump card to keep the American public utterly on its hands and knees and scurrying for cover. Time will tell. But it's on the books now. The law is on the books.
And it really is. During the break again, Jeff and I were talking, folks, and the point here is we knew Bush had announced all these powers. We knew they were doing criminal things, but this proves the Congress is as bad as we said they were, in fact, worse. That the media would play along and go, ooh, a defeat for Bush, a compromise. Anti-corruption man McCain, when he's Keating 5, he is corruption. Again, everything's the opposite of what they say. And in this definition number 3 of reasons to be tried by the military commission, it says an enemy combatant who intentionally engages in an attack upon property that is not a military objective shall be guilty of the offense of attacking civilian objects and shall be subject to whatever punishment a commission may direct. So that's very widely defined. They have another section in here that says anyone who appropriates or seizes property for private or personal use without the consent of a person with authority to permit such appropriation or seizure shall be guilty of the offense of pillaging and shall be subject to whatever punishment a commission may direct.
Pillaging.
And this is all for domestic. You go read the code sections, and then you continue to read into these areas. It's got a section on spying. We'll get to that later. They tried to use that on Greg Palast, as we mentioned earlier. We'll get more into that. Right. And then they kept saying torture. So when you hear that this blocks torture, in the sections about the military and the government, they have redefined it as pressure. So that's legal. And then they restrict torture by enemy combatants. It's saying the enemy combatants can't torture. And that's in that's definition 11. And then continuing into here, into the report, let me find the, here it is, destruction of property in violation of the law. And it says an alien, unlawful enemy combatant who intentionally destroys property belonging to another person in violation of the law of war shall be guilty of the offense of destruction of property in violation of the law of war and shall be subject to whatever punishment a commission shall or may direct, including death. That's after all the sections. And there's dozens and dozens of these. Let me find the really scary ones here for you.
And these are all in writing. They're written intentionally vague. You got to keep that in mind, too.
Exactly. Now, the top lawyers have looked at this and are coming up with the same analysis we are. In fact, I don't want to say I was flattered, but I was proud that my analysis was accurate and was almost word for word.
You were right on it.
But it's not hard. I mean, once you just read this stuff,
all you got to do is read it. And
sure,
most people don't do that.
Here's 23. Terrorism intentionally engages in an act that invices a wanton disregard for human life in a manner calculated to influence or affect the conduct of government or civilian population by intimidation or coercion or to retaliate against government conduct. And that's a comma. That's a new thought. So retaliating against government conduct, what does that mean? Shall be guilty of the defense of terrorism and shall be subject to whatever punishment a commission may direct, including if death results, death.
Retaliating against government conduct. Does that mean taking a placard into the street in front of a federal building? What does that mean?
That was actually in the Oregon bill the Republicans tried to pass. Remember it said blocking traffic and protest, life in prison?
That's right. Life in prison, not a $5,000 fine, life in prison. This was a bill that almost passed in the state of Oregon 3 years ago.
And then there's 24, providing material support for terrorism. Everybody should read this, because if you give money to a charity that they then retroactively claim funds terrorists, boom, you're a terrorist.
That they claim, they don't have to prove it. They can claim it. They can claim it. This charity paid this charity, which paid this charity, which we think is involved with terrorism. They could string this out indefinitely.
Here's another one. Where's that key area? Ah, yes, 25. Now listen to 25. This is absolutely key, page 70. An alien, unlawful enemy combatant who, in breach of an allegiance or duty to the United States, knowingly and intentionally aids an enemy of the United States, or one of its co-belligerents shall be guilty of the offense of wrongfully aiding the enemy and shall be subject to whatever punishment a commission may direct.
whatever punishment.
Now this is the one that we've looked at and the lawyers have looked at, that clearly is for U.S. citizens,
yeah.
And it's saying if you do not follow your full duty and allegiance to the government, then you are a terrorist. 25 is the coup de grace.
That's it. That's the end.
And then this is what they used. Remember 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, I saw it up on Rents.com. It was in the New York Daily News. There was just a Arab guy who ran four or five Arabic TV stations that happened to carry some news part of the day from Lebanon. It was mainstream Lebanese TV.
Right.
And, of course, there they broadcast the leader of Hezbollah, just like they did on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
They arrested him, charged him, didn't even charge him. They just drug him off in secret. The goons did. I'm so used to saying charge. They just grabbed him, and he's gone. They said he's a terrorist because he broadcast that, and they said it was a violation of the homeland's security to have these enemy transmissions. Well, here it is in 26. And then Greg Palast, 2 weeks ago, BBC Newsnight reporter, writes for the London Guardian, writes for the Observer, but now, you know, he's an American living back in the U.S. now. He was working for ABC News.
Right.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Go ahead. He's in New York.
Sure. Exactly. He's in New York working for ABC News. I've interviewed him. He's in martial law. I just interviewed him a few weeks ago before this happened. And Greg Palast had told me, he said, I'm going down to show this 40,000-person FEMA camp where they're not allowed to leave at night, where they're searched when they come in. There's horrible crimes and rapes in there, and they put it right next to an ExxonMobil plant
right.
That makes chemicals, and it's making everybody sick. So he goes down to a 40,000-person camp. It's America. He's working for ABC now, doing a report for ABC Nightly News, boys and girls. Okay, with ABC Nightly News team. He videotapes the camp, goes in, gets out, shows how it's next door to a plant. I mean, the same fence. They share a fence. They're belching all these chemicals on them. They put it on ABC Nightly News. He is charged with terrorism. They call his house. They're coming to arrest him. He leaves. He makes a national stand, comes on my show, goes on ABC News, intervenes with their lawyers, and they drop the charges against him, his cameraman, sound guys, folks. And they said, you violated infrastructure safety.
Right.
This was the equivalent of spying for the enemy.
Same,
and that's what 26 does.
I hope all of you are listening carefully and understanding that we are not exaggerating anything here. We're just reading it. And you notice the vagueness of it? Every word is in there very carefully. Back in a minute with Alex and all of you folks. Back to the business at hand, and it is not good business. By the way, there have been a number of good stories written about this. There will be many more. We'll be trying to bring them to you, of course, at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Clarence.com. Chris Floyd, who wrote a lot of material from Moscow for a number of different agencies and organizations and news services, wrote one, just got it, excellent, Fatal Vision. The deeper evil behind the detainee bill. And let me just read the first couple of graphs here. It's very good, just to show you what some of the courageous people in the media, and I've had a lot of respect for Chris Floyd for years.
Yeah, he does a great job. I've met him.
Yeah, yeah. He says, it was a dark hour indeed on Thursday when the United States Senate voted to end the constitutional republic and transform the country into a leader state, giving the president and
his... That's it. See, that's exactly what it does.
Giving the president and his agents the power to capture, torture, and imprison forever anyone, American citizens included, whom they arbitrarily decide is an enemy combatant. This also includes those who merely give, quote, terrorism some kind of, quote, support.
Yeah, exactly, like page 26 or section 26.
Exactly. Defined so vaguely that many experts say it could encompass legal advice, innocent gifts to charities, or even political opposition to the U.S. government policy within its draconian strictures. All this is bad enough, says Chris Floyd, a sickening and cowardly surrender of liberty not seen in a major Western democracy. And this is what I said at the beginning of the program, the most incredible thing in the last 100 years. Not seen in a major Western democracy since the Enabling Act passed by the German Reichstag in March 1933. But it is by no means the full extent of our degradation. In reality, the darkness is deeper and more foul than most people imagine. For in addition to the dictatorial powers of seizure and torment given by the Congress on Thursday to George W. Bush, powers he had already seized and exercised for 5 years anyway, even without this fig leaf of sham legality, there is a far more sinister imperial right that Bush has claimed and used openly without any demur or debate from Congress at all, ordering the extrajudicial killing of anyone on earth that he and his deputies decide arbitrarily without charges, court hearing, formal evidence, or appeal, is an enemy combatant.
And that's right. And if you get into it deeper, the new bill also gives them total immunity retroactively back to 2001, September 11th, and then in perpetuity forward to all administrations. There's no sunset here. And so, Chris Floyd, all these great journalists, you read it, it's there. It is literally the anti-1776. It is the opposite.
Couldn't be more so. Couldn't be more so.
Folks, it clearly states that George Bush is supreme ruler. In fact, kings in England have not had this pure of power since pre-1215 Magna Carta. I mean, we're going back to medieval right of kings.
Will they use it? Will they use it on American citizens blatantly?
They've used Patriot Act against citizens. They swore they wouldn't.
Yeah.
We know they've used it in non-terror related cases, but there's something you can do, folks. People are more ready to wake up now than ever before. Tell them about Rents.com. Tell them about PrisonPlanet.com. I know you hear this from other people. You know, oh, promote this, promote that. Hey, this is for real. You know we're in the trenches. And look, I put Terror Storm out absolutely free. Jeff has graciously, three separate times, linked to it at the very top of his page. Google Video, there are over 20 versions up there. Google Video, 2 weeks ago, erased all of my hit counters because it had gotten into the top Google 100.
Oh, they did?
Just one of the versions that had, you know, hundreds of thousands of viewers. It was over 2 million total. And once it gets into the top 100, it races to the top. So now they're cheating, knocking down our ratings. And Google had to admit they did it and claimed it was an accident. But it doesn't matter. Just type Terror Storm into Google or go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Find it. Get the high-quality version that's out there and send it to everybody you know. Get the DVD from InfoWars.com. Burn copies. Get it out to people. Because once you prove that terrorism is an inside job carried out by these criminals, once you're able to do that, then it's the foundation. All these other frauds, because so many people go, okay, well, secret arrest, secret torture. Well, I don't want Al-Qaeda to get me. Maybe they have to. Number one, you point out, okay, let's say the terror is real and really coming from where you think. You've got a much better chance of drowning in a pool or dying in an automobile accident. Terrorism is way down the line. You have a better chance in the last 2 years of being struck by lightning. Listen, don't. But once you understand that it's carried out by the very people in power, then it all makes so much sense. And what came out this week? We can dig this out and cover it if you like, Jeff.
Yeah, let's do it. I also want to point out the idea of a snitch culture will be pumped up now next. You watch.
They're already doing it.
Well, they're going to bring that up again. They're going to start talking.
And they're really doing it in the public schools, the next generation. But Pervez Musharraf, who I think is getting scared, the dictator of Pakistan, minion.
He should.
Yeah, exactly. He came out the last week and said, look, MI6 killed the CIA agent Daniel Pearl. We already knew that. We already reported on it. Our info was Israelis that he had found out a bunch of stuff about with Al-Qaeda being CIA, mm-hmm. and they had to kill him. That was out years ago. Mm-hmm. Then the Indians come out, who can be trusted, their intelligence is pretty, and say, look, Pakistani intelligence working for the West is bombing us. Well, of course they are. Every case, 7-7, 9-11, it's always staged. And all of this is coming out. So the good news is, I think a lot of people are now realizing just, I think they've really, they'd already overplayed their hand and gotten into so much trouble. I mean, a big part of this legislation of they're allowed to spy without warrants and we're allowed to torture and secretly arrest citizens, it's because they'd already been doing it. And the Democrats are about to win. There's talk of impeachment starting up. Bush is trying to blackmail and scare people. There's all sorts of weird warfare going on, black ops, info wars, blackmailing going on. We don't know the full extent. We know what's going on. And so another reason they ramrodded this through was they're afraid of prosecution.
Well, a unanimous vote in the Senate, though? Now, nobody opposed it? Still, that boggles me.
Well, that's because they're all understand one thing, covering each other's hind ends.
They're all being blackmailed. They're crooks. They're criminals. Listen, nobody dares step out of line up there anymore.
Well, I looked it up. You know, there was a big scandal, another sex scandal in the House right before they passed the first Patriot Act and an anthrax attack on the Capitol and office buildings at the time, and federal troops were occupying it at the time. So every time there's about to be some incredibly draconian legislation passed, there is some major scandal launched, I think, to put the fear of God into these people.
And put the fear of something into them.
You said it, and they're evil God. And then you hit the nail on the head earlier with the fact that everybody goes, well, we'll just vote the bastards out. They're racing to put in their CIA-controlled voting machines right now.
Oh, they're going to run in, what do they call them, patches at the last minute, hard drive replacements. They're not going to leave anything up to chance.
Well, this is what they've already said.
And they've been caught doing this.
Over
we
and
know
over.
It's corrupt. And what is our Congress doing about it? Nothing.
Well, they financed the Help America Vote Act, $6 billion to put these machines in. 35% of the country already has the new ones. A lot of the old ones are the same system. You just feed Scantrons in, then it's digitized in a computer tape. But to make a long story short, it is just, it would make a great science fiction novel, but it's not science fiction. And it's really and truly happening, and even though I've been doing this forever, just like you have, Jeff, it still boggles my mind.
Yeah,
just the sheer scale of it.
Yeah, I agree. Orwell must be flipping in his grave. He'd be blown away by this too.
Oh, this makes Big Brother look like a dithering idiot.
I agree.
I mean, this is
the rapidity of it, though. We talked about this. I know you've been doing this as long as I have, 12, 13 years. I talked about this a long time ago. No one listened. I was the first person to try to separate Zionists, the geopolitical arm of enforcement of the Illuminati, one of them, and people of the Jewish religion. I was the one who made the distinction. Nobody else. Now people are. They're talking about it all the time. They've been hiding behind Judaism forever. The Zionists. Read the data. You'll understand. And boy, did I pay a price for it early on, and still am. And others have, too. There's so much going on out there, it's a blur, and that's another part of the game they play. They just keep it coming so fast,
so,
nobody can
track it.
We're
so bombarded with stimulus, with information, that people hear us think of, yeah, I agree, but what am I going to do? Folks, this is more important than anything else. I mean, America, the United States, being captured as an engine of these criminals is so dangerous. Life is not going to be the same. I mean, listen, they're putting in their police state because the economy's about to implode. Yeah. They've devalued
the
dollar.
Well, the country's bankrupt. They've raped the country. It's gone. It's been looted.
Yeah, so tyrants, tyranny is normally put into place to protect the criminals that engaged in some great previous crime. It's done to protect them. And so they have to do this now or they're going to fall. They've got to do this or they're going to be caught.
This is their big move. This is a big move. This fixed voting is really a problem. And no, I don't see people in the streets, Alex. I don't see the outrage.
Well, that's because people are afraid or they get stuck in free speech zones. Everything the government's done in the last 10 years has been to discourage. The last time I saw them say good things about demonstrators was the illegal aliens running around, 5 million of them on the streets.
Yeah, true.
And really 30 million, but 5 million demonstrating. They encouraged it and said it was friendly. Anybody else demonstrates, they act like you're five-headed monsters.
And, you know, we got some fabulous city, community groups around the country trying to educate and help. And they're almost all of them are penetrated with somebody that government, they've got logs on everybody now. Every phone call, every email is watched, monitored, processed. Not necessarily by people, but they got keywords. You know how that works. So, they've been planning this for a long time, folks. OKC was the big dry run. The first World Trade Center bombing was actually the beginning of it all in terms of physics and explosions and all the rest of it. So computer models, supercomputer models, they got the best social engineering psychologist you can imagine. Alex has it all in his fabulous new DVD, Terror Storm. You got to get that and pass it around. It's all we can do. Be right back.